During the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1929, the wind pushed a huge balloon float down toward the crowd, which scrambled to get out of the way. Almost all of those people are now gone with that wind, but their humanity lives on in this sound-rich film clip. It's typical of the trove of outtakes from Fox Movietone newsreels at the University of South Carolina's Moving Image Research Collections. For 3 years, Princeton University historian Emily Thompson pored over those treasures with University of Southern California web designer Scott Mahoy. The result is their Roaring Twenties website, what they call an interactive exploration of the historical soundscape of New York City.
This isn't so much the objective, distanced, detailed descriptions that professional historians often write, but certainly in just evoking a world long gone that people have memories of or connect their families to, that kind of personal history. I think sound can provide a kind of emotional element that doesn't fully come through, certainly in the photographs.
One example of that element is a Movietone clip recorded while cruising down Radio Row, a stretch of Cortlandt Street crowded with shops selling vacuum tube wireless radios and phonograph players, both high-tech gadgets at the time.
And to advertise their wares, these shops had loudspeakers mounted either over the front door or just out on the sidewalk. So imagine, 10 or 12 shops all within earshot doing this at the same time, and you can get a sense of why it was considered by many to be the noisiest place in New York City.
Thompson says that fire engine and ambulance sirens from the era seem much louder to her than those in use today, as do foghorns from the city's still bustling port.
And when you hear the volume at which those things actually let out on some of our recordings of them, you can't even imagine what it must have been like to hear that hundreds of times every night as you're trying to sleep.
Movietone crews often recorded the growing city at work. They captured pile drivers digging into Manhattan's sandy soil to make room for skyscrapers, and the elevated trains and subways that connected the city's five boroughs. Rag pickers going door to door, buying and selling used clothes, were a common sight.
How much?
$6.
But New York in the Roaring Twenties was also a city at play. Here are boys shooting marbles in Central Park. Nearby, an itinerant kazoo seller entertains a crowd. In another clip, children enjoy a ride on a small horse-drawn merry-go-round cranked by another child. On Coney Island, the fabled urban amusement park by the sea, a young man amuses his friend with a ukulele.
That's where my money goes to buy my baby clothes. I'd do most anything to keep her in style.
Emily Thompson says she hopes these narrow slices of life from long ago can broaden our awareness of the world we inhabit today.
And perhaps something you can take away from that experience then is to direct that same kind of mental energy at your own sound world and really listen to it and then think about it and think about what it means, how it constitutes your life, and celebrate the parts that you like and complain about the parts that you don't.
No one knows for sure which New York sounds from today will be heard by people in the next century, but one thing seems certain. There will be plenty of complaint and celebration in the mix. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.